This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Nick Murphy, an Aussie who has founded a company called Gen Embryomics, who will be the first to offer IVF embryo whole genome sequencing to prevent any and every genetic disease. And Dr. Murphy, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, certainly our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, tell us about Gen Embryomics and where did it all come from?
It's been quite a journey. So I did my PhD, and that was in several aspects of genome sequencing, and I moved into the IVF industry. And although the genetics in IVF it helps a lot of people, I did begin to notice some of the things that were missing, and it started to occur to me that things could be done about this, and a lot of things could be solved. A lot of these issues could be solved if you sequence the entire genome of an embryo, the same as we do for people who are interested in their health, interested in having a look at their own genetics. So we gave it a try. And when we saw the results we realized that we could introduce this as a test. So that's where Gen Embryomics came up. And we've been pushing forward ever since. It's a little bit of a whole new world which we've brought to everybody. This is something which no one has ever tried to introduce as a test for people to be able to screen their embryos for veritably every single damaging genetic mutation which could happen in their, you know, their future children, and ultimately prevent every and any inevitable tragedy which parents were going through, having a disabled child, a severely disabled child, or a fatal genetic disease. We've realized that these aren't inevitable, that these can actually be prevented through screening.
It is quite phenomenal, the information you've just shared, and I'm sure listeners are ready to hear some more. Certainly appreciate your bringing this to our attention. Now, explain a bit about why genome sequencing is useful to IVF. Get into some of those details.
It's this very, very similar tech has been used for many years, and that's one thing in which we make sure that we don't reinvent the wheel and try and do everything differently. Currently, I think about half of all embryos which are involved in IVF in the US are tested for their some part of their genetics, but it's extremely limited. So just the number of chromosomes are looked at, and that's to ensure that an ongoing pregnancy is resulting in these couples which are utilizing assisted fertility. But this is the next level. So genome sequencing, it's the equivalent of having a Lamborghini instead of a horse and cart, or comparing a very, very old cathode ray TV to your 1080p flat screen TV. So it's similar tech. It's just much, much, much higher resolution of what you're actually utilizing to determine, is this actually a safe pregnancy? So we're able to tell all the details about the embryo's dangerous mutations, and as well as It's a future test, which will be rolling out in the next few months, of insight into why the couples are actually struggling with their fertility. And this is not a small problem. It was even only a few years ago, one in every seven couples were requiring some assisted fertility. I think it's down to one in six now. So these couples need all the help they can get. And this is enabling couples to be able to discover the cause of their subfertility and be able to do something about it. In many cases, it seems that it's something as simple as helping them with maybe some supplements or some treatments. And this is providing that insight.
I guess the big question here after hearing all this, why haven't people been using genome sequencing to date?
Yeah, traditionally it's been extremely expensive to do genome sequencing. I mean, all the way back to 2001, the publication of the first ever human genome sequence, that cost $1 billion, you know, over $1 billion to get that first draft of the human genome. And that's been dropping constantly. The industry has been gearing up, growing, and streamlining, getting its efficiency. So it's ultimately, I would say, about the cost per test. And it's come down to an affordable price for couples and individuals to now say, well, I would like this. It's now affordable. It's less than the price of a new mobile phone or a flat screen TV. And why shouldn't we do this? If we're investing in our entire life here, you know, the next, our future generations, that we don't need to have the risk of this potential appalling tragedy on our hands, that we're investing in our future for just, that small investment. And it's now in people's hands by that dropping of the costs.
Well, Dr. Murphy, we really do appreciate your visit with us here today and the information shared so far today. We're speaking with Dr. Nick Murphy, an Aussie who has founded a company called Gen Embryomics, who will be the first to offer IVF embryo whole genome sequencing to prevent any and every genetic disease. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, I know a question that may have come up or has crossed the mind of the audience. Would you say it's ethical to test embryos before implanting them for IVF?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And it's one which I certainly shouldn't be the just because we're introducing this new test. This has been embryo genetic testing has been it's been going on for a couple of decades now, and it's interesting that whenever this discussion is raised, that you always see those lines of eugenics or those types of arguments. I won't comment on them, but I will say that whatever the discussion is, that is it ethical to allow an appalling genetic disease and the suffering in the baby, the embryo, to the fetus, to the baby, to the child, is that ethical as well? So it's not just about, is it ethical to test an embryo? This is what is, I mean, and these mutations causing these things, they're there, whether you test for them or not. Preventing a tragedy, which is completely inevitable by not testing it, is that ethical or unethical? That's what the discourse should be discussed. If people seek to discuss what are the ethics of testing embryos, then that needs to be a part of the discussion as well. It can't be restricted to just the question of ethical testing of embryos.
prevention is certainly the key. Preventing disease, preventing death. Those are huge, strong points right there. Tell us, as we look ahead, what's next for you in Genembryomics? Anything we should be aware of or anything in the works?
We do have a series of extremely exciting tests on the horizon. We're a relatively new company, and we've focused on this embryo whole genome sequencing. Us scientists, we're very creative people, so we've called it Genome Screen, our test. Very, very original, screen your genome screen. We've got some tests which we see as being quite overdue for the industry. People want to know this information. We want to be able to deliver that information and that's another part of it, in a medium which they can actually interpret. There's no point having a 1,000 page report that even your most keenest geneticist would go through and would be using it as a cure for their insomnia. No, we want to make the information be interpretable by the actual couples and be able to be utilized for them, for their health and their futures. If there's a range of benefits from knowing your genome sequence, and I probably should mention that is a component of our test. To test these embryos, we test the parents as well. It facilitates the most accurate calling of the embryo's genome, and we hope that the parents will actually use the information in their own genomes in future, down the track, whenever they seek to. So please stay tuned. We have even more exciting, well, equally exciting tests coming up in the next 18 months, and we think that everyone will be as excited about them as we are.
Again, Dr. Murphy, we really do appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Genembryomics. If listeners wanted to get more information accordingly, where's the best place to not only get information but to be in contact as well?
Our website, genembryomics.com. It as you said, Eric, it's a little bit of a mouthful, but or please email me at you can easily find me online, Nick Murphy.
And of course, as always, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Murphy, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Eric, thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Thanks so much for your visit. We've been speaking with Dr. Nick Murphy, an Aussie who has founded a company called Genembryomics, who will be the first to offer IVF embryo whole genome sequencing to prevent any and every genetic disease. And once again, for all the details, visit genembryomics.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.